North Korea's new 20-something leader, Kim Jong-un, has been capturing the world's attention with his surprising first months in power. From removing an army chief to endorsing pizza and french fries, food that was previously banned, to stepping out in public with his young, fashionable wife, Kim Jong-un, seems like he is on a mission to differentiate his regime from that of his fathers before him. As reporter Blaine Hardin wrote in Foreign Policy, the new images coming out of North Korea show a friendlier, softer dictator, despite the fact that North Korea remains uniquely oppressive.
Well, I think the most significant difference is that Kim Jong-un is on parade with his young wife. His father, Kim Jong-il, although he married entertainment figures, he never appeared in public with them. Indeed, he never spoke in public at all. His son is taking a different approach. He's out talking on TV a lot, and he's showing off this young woman who he apparently married, and she's just 23 years old to his 28 or 29.
But she doesn't look like a bimbo. She looks smart. She's dressed in a way that's almost business attire.
She looks like a young executive at Samsung in Seoul, which is a look that North Korean women just in the past have never presented in public. They're often dressed as peasants, or else they're painted up to be entertainers. They look slightly bizarre, but she looks like a normal professional woman with a good haircut, with very bright eyes.
There's a video of him visiting a kindergarten where he brings his wife. You say that the music is like Wagner on acid.
The little clips that one sees internationally is quite a bit different than the effect of watching a 30-minute tour of this kindergarten, which looks like Oz. The audience who watches it in North Korea gets a different impression. It's part of the cult of Kim image building. But to the outside, because he's with his wife, it presents a softer, more huggable image. And it's almost as if they seem to be trying to imitate Kate Middleton and Prince William's story. But there's no indication so far that there's real substance behind this change in imaging. In fact, one of the things that's happened under him is there's been a sealing of the border with China. The border with China has been a semi-permeable membrane for the past 15 years, since the famine of the late 90s. And it's allowed an enormous amount of information, of food, warm clothing to come into the country. And if that border remains sealed, North Koreans are going to be in a much worse situation than they were under his father.
His father, despite all this talk of dear leader, was not a popular man, but his father was, Kim Il-sung. And you suggest that Kim Jong-un is trying to model himself after his grandfather.
His grandfather was genuinely popular. He was genuinely mourned when he died. So the grandson, Kim Jong-un, cuts his hair like his grandfather. He dresses like him. There were reports in the South Korean media that he had plastic surgery to make his face look like that of his grandfather.
Do you believe that?
It's quite possible.
Do you think that all of this fuzzy image making is having an impact on the outside world?
North Korea is a master of distraction in its image making. This latest phase of it is huggable, soft, and interesting to people who are interested in royal couples. But they have done other image making, belligerent image making, a nuclear state. What all this does is it keeps the world focused on either the belligerence or the strangeness of the leadership. But the very essence of North Korea has been overwhelmed by the other image making. In any discussion of North Korea, the first topic should be, have you stopped tormenting your people and are they able to eat?
I'm reminded of the coverage of Andropov during his brief reign in the Soviet Union. You know, he liked jazz, he liked Western food. This all seemed to soften him, but he was no softy.
No. Also, it's worth noting that while these soft and wonderful, huggable images are coming across to the rest of the world, North Korea is having a very hard time of it. There are torrential floods right now, which follow a severe drought. Between 1 and 2/3 of the people are malnourished. It is a miserable place to live. if there's no change, if the situation remains the same, the contradictions become so much greater, and his chances of ending his reign with a bullet in his head are greater. Over time, he and maybe his very intelligent wife are going to figure that out.
You're judging her intelligence on the basis of her clothes, aren't you, Blaine?
I'm judging her intelligence based on the information available, which is a few pictures. And this is the kind of analysis that exists for North Korea. No one really knows what they're up to.
Blaine, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Blaine Harden is a reporter for PBS Frontline and the author of the book Escape from Camp 14, One Man's Remarkable Odyssey from North Korea to Freedom in the West.